apologize for that. I'm back. Had some technical difficulties. Again, being away from this last week threw me off a little bit, so I apologize for that. But I did have a couple interesting weeks. I've been about 99% barefoot. Again, working on this project I've been working on. The only thing I've run into, which I haven't had in a long time, is getting cracked heels. Working in a workshop that tends to be very dry, and as it gets cooler, I've noticed I've had a little bit of a challenge with that. And I normally don't have that problem. Normally, I thought I was over that. But so anyone that wants to call in with suggestions on that, I know there's different remedies people use. I've been using a lava rock that I have to smooth them out, and it helps some, but they've gotten rather thick. And again, it's because I'm in a very dry, kind of dusty, cool environment, and normally, especially with the humidity down here in Florida, I haven't had that problem. But it's okay, just in the evenings. Found if I take a really long shower and then use the lava rock, it seems to have softened up after that point. Welcome to the Barefoot is Legal Radio Show. Is this Bruce?
Yes, it is. Yeah, I'm calling on the toll-free number as opposed to my regular phone. I only have a few minutes because I have errands to run and such, but while I'm here, I wanted to make an effort to come by and say hi and stuff.
All right. How's your week going? How was your holiday?
It was fine. I went over to the person that helps me set up the toll-free numbers and email addresses. Her name's Charity, and we went to go to her house for Thanksgiving. It was great.
Good. Sounds like you had a good time.
And as usual, every weekend we have incoming, I guess, for more members for the Barefoot is Legal. So I've been doing my part to try and spread awareness.
Great. Good to hear.
I don't know if you've been in this week, but there's some growth.
Yeah, I went in a little bit, not as much as I'd like to, but I did see quite a bit of activity.
Yeah, it's actually lively. I'm excited that I can walk away for an hour, come back, and there's like 9 or 10 posts and new members almost all the time. It's great.
Yeah, we definitely need that.
I think so too. I'm going to go on record and say I think out of all the groups supporting our lifestyle, I think ours, if we're not the best, we will be the best by the end of this year. I think we have a great group.
Yeah, I do too. And I think it's one that's going to make a difference, which you don't find that often. But,
well, you know me, and everybody around here knows I'm not one for just sitting around and hey, I went into HEB and they told me I needed to leave, so I left and then came back an hour later and put my shoes on. I wish I didn't have to do that. And then just leave it there.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm about.
Yeah, that's the definition of insanity. Keep doing the same thing and expecting different results.
Right, and I don't know why other groups just want to keep our lifestyle a secret. Why should it be a secret?
Yeah, it's not like we're hurting anyone, offending. There's a lot worse things out there. And in fact, you know, there's more and more. I've just read two articles earlier, two new articles I've seen on some of the benefits for strengthening muscles and the benefits for balance and a few other things. So there's constantly supporting information out there that what we're doing is the right thing.
Exactly.
Something that, you know, we need to get the message out there for, which you're doing a fantastic job with. So I really look forward to it, seeing exciting you know, future going up, coming forward.
Well, I would say I would challenge other groups, but other groups think that doing a radio show and having a phone number and getting organized is a terrible idea. But I challenge somebody to do a better job with the cause. I don't care if somebody does a better job. It's not me on a pedestal. It's about us getting our freedoms and being able to go somewhere and not have to worry about that special tap on the shoulder. If someone can find a better way, by all means.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's with the number of people that express interest in this lifestyle, it really should be it should be something that's more transparent, more, you know, out there, more, not something
mm-hmm.
that's, you know, not something that's hidden.
Right. And it's not just one or two or five people that's going to help put the cause over the top. It's going to be everybody putting a hand in, whether and not that everybody has to do everything, but there's some people that are good at social media and bringing people in. There's some people that are good at making brochures. There's some that could take a few minutes and just post something at their local college. There's a bunch of stuff. Whether it's giving us articles to put on the website or writing letters to insurance companies or whatever it is, it's everybody can do a little something. You're doing your part, John. You're hosting a great radio show here. Did I get kicked off? It says it's live, but I have no audio. All right.
Riff, are you there? Looks like
yeah,
I dropped.
Yeah, I am. That's what it
just
felt
dropped
like.
Out of nowhere. Yeah, out of nowhere.
So I've been
dropped.
Talking to everybody. I thought it was me on my end.
Okay. Well, I'm back.
So anyway, I was just reiterating since the audience heard me, but everybody can do a little something, and if there's someone out there that runs a group that thinks they could be the change, I have no problem helping. Whoever wants to help me, I can help them. It's not a big deal.
For
some people out there, some people want to be a leader, which is great. That's what I want to do. I want to be a leader. But being the leader, hosting a group and saying, hey, look at me, I run a group, and not doing anything with it is useless.
Yeah, it definitely is. And it seems like there's this mindset that people are afraid if they try to do something, it'll make it worse. But I truly don't believe that. I think that there's so much supporting information out there, so many and so many people that, you know, when surveyed would prefer to go barefoot if they thought it was
mm-hmm.
something they were allowed to or
see, all it takes is to have articles and advertising going. And having people talking about it and bringing people to our group. If people see what we have, they're interested for the most part.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It's just amazing how much, myths and, old wives' tales or whatever you want to call it are out there that
mm-hmm.
people just have accepted. Just believe it is the truth. But it's far from it. It's perfectly legal to go barefoot. It's healthy
yeah.
to go barefoot. It's it is not something, it's legal to drive barefoot. There's all of these things are a lot of people believe but it's not. And it's just completely the opposite. so many articles I've read talk about the benefits of, you know, your brain needs to be connected. All those nerve endings are there for a reason, getting that input.
Right.
Just like in your car, if you decided to disconnect all the sensors, your car sure wouldn't run right, if at all. So.
Well, yeah, I'm going to, I'm going to drop here, though, John, because my wife needs me, then it's going to take me longer than an hour. So I have to work next week, and I'll see if I can come back in 2 weeks. In the meantime, John, I guess I'll need your help with trying to see who within our group or outside of our group even wants to be a guest on the show.
I
would like to get more people involved.
Yeah, I agree. 110%. I think there's something that's definitely.
Yeah, I'll work on my end to try and help out too. But go ahead.
And this week, did you try to message me or something? I saw something,
yes.
And then I tried to go back.
Yeah, there's someone there's someone that would like to be your co-host. And so
obviously
you have to interview them and make sure that that's something you want, because I'm not just going to throw somebody at you and say here.
Right. But it's odd, because I saw the message, and I'm not always the most technical person, but I saw the message and then I couldn't find it again, so I don't know what happened. But
okay.
But definitely interested in that.
All right, so is that something when I get back, you want me to set up a three-way on SpyBook and see if we can get that going?
I'm not currently on SpyBook, but...
That's Facebook. We call it SpyBook here on Freedomizer.
Okay. All right. But the only reason I know there was another media that you're using. So
TSU.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking for a minute. But sure, that'll be fine.
Okay.
That's perfectly fine.
All right. So if you can't find the message, then I'll see if I can get that going again.
Yeah, and I apologize. I remember I was doing like three things at once. Saw it pop up and then tried to find it again. And I don't know what the heck I did. I might have hit a delete button or did something. I don't know what I did.
I'm not gonna say the digits on air, but may I give her your phone number if that works too?
Sure. That's
okay.
Fine.
All right. Well, thank you for being here for the show, and I guess till we talk again. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on. Well, I'm going to go ahead and go to a commercial break here, and then we'll be right back.
All right. Thank you.
Get ready for the epic new documentary adventure ride of your life, Shades, the motion picture. A view into the globalist domain, Annabella's and Burma's film.
Nothing in this world works the way you think it does. Nothing. Governments do not operate the way you think they do. Banks do not do what you think they do. The police department is not here for what you think it is. Nothing in your world works the way you think it does.
We are going to let them know that their world government has been identified, and they thought they just clawed the world economy to bring in a worldwide police state, but instead, it's going to bring them down.
You have to stand up. Speak up. Speak out.
Shade the motion picture. Order your copy of the DVD today at shadethemotionpicture.com.
Did you see this? The EPA wants to regulate water in our ditches now. Our ditches are dry most of the time. There's hardly ever any water in them. That's enough.
Safe, that's what they say. that's enough. The EPA and the car, they will try to justify, but we won't back down. Don't need more government anyway. That's enough. That's enough. No more power play. That's enough. That's enough. We won't back away. What can we do to get some rules? Tell the EPA. Don't need more government anyway.
This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. Warriors, you are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Read about it in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. Available now at newsstands everywhere. The Sovereign is a monthly 24-page tabloid newspaper featuring incendiary content about life during wartime in the age of Obama. Warriors, keep to date every month. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance, available at newsstands everywhere. This alert is for all you boppers out there in the big city, all you street people with an ear for the action. This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. This is Mercy. Mine will be the last voice you'll ever hear. Don't be alarmed.
Welcome back to the Barefoot is Legal radio show. I'm John, your host. We're currently interviewing for a co-host. If you're interested there, or just if you'd like to be a guest to express your thoughts and opinions, we're at 347-324-3704. Again, 347-324-3704. So, we'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear from you, see what's going on. That's my thoughts so much, and I definitely would like to get everyone else's thoughts and opinions. So please dial in. But again, I was saying I'm working on this project this week. I'm in a workshop type environment. The only time I'm putting shoes on is to spray the paint, or if I'm welding or something. Other than that, it's very, very comfortable. It worked out fine. I feel definitely feel my legs and ankles are getting even stronger, and since I'm somebody that's going barefoot already most of the time, I think that's saying something. But they feel rock hard from doing that. So I highly suggest trying it. Again, the only negative I'm running into is a little bit of cracked heels. I haven't had that in a while, as I mentioned earlier. I went through a period where I did. But then when I started going year-round barefoot, it kind of didn't have that problem anymore. I think because I'm not really walking that much, where it would wear it down a little. I'm working, in a small area, in a cool, dry environment. And I think that has a lot with it. But please call in with your thoughts on that, or if you have any recommendations, any remedies. I've heard some different ones out there. As I mentioned earlier, taking a long shower followed by using a lot of rock on them has helped. But I definitely would love to hear other input as well. Bruce was on earlier, as I mentioned, the Barefoot is Legal Facebook page is growing by leaps and bounds. But if you're not on that, we'd love you to come over and join us or take a look at it, see if something you're interested in. We are a group that is actively trying to change the perceptions and the rules and not really the rules. I used the wrong word there because it really isn't. It's more that the perception out there. There is so much evidence that going barefoot is actually healthy for you, that there should be no reason that we're denied entrance into public places. I've certainly seen a lot worse in public places than somebody that's, you know, well groomed and barefoot would cause. And I think once people are used to it, it's really no different than bare hands. I mean, you don't even think of that. You see it all day, every day. It's just part of normal life. It should be. It's something where if we want to live that lifestyle, and we highly suggest other people try it for health reasons, then shouldn't be turned away, especially using the excuses like health codes, which are not there, or insurance risks, which are not there, or especially these days. What are you going to do, step on a plastic knife? I mean, you know, not to say there isn't anything you do has risk. I don't care what it is. You could drink a glass of water and choke on it. At the same time, there's got to be a balance. If you feel the rewards outweigh that risk, then it's something that's worth it to you. If you watched shows on car crashes all day every day, you'd be afraid to go out and go for a ride. But we, for the most part, consider that the benefits outweigh the risks, so we don't do that. So same with going barefoot. To me, the risks are highly diminished because you develop such a perception of the area around you that you're more aware than somebody that is not connected to the ground. And when I say connected, remember you have more nerve endings than your feet, and your brain is in constant communication. And as I've mentioned many times, sensors on your car, they're there for a reason, provide input back. And without them, you get a lot of trouble. And it's the same with insulating yourself from the ground. It's something that we need to have connection to. It's, again, I started the show with two articles, which every single week you can literally pull up new articles on the benefits of going barefoot. Just go out to Google and type that. Behavioral improvement for students. They've actually found that students that go better at school barefoot are perform better and don't bully or have a better attitude. There's actually going on where students come to school and take off their shoes and go to school barefoot. They found it to be much better. The funny part is it started, I want to say Norway, I think I read. It was definitely a very cold area where students would come in and they'd have heavy boots on and they'd take them off at the door and then spend the rest of the day barefoot and selling academically. And they also found that the behavior was much better. So that's just one of so many different benefits. You have the biomechanical benefits, right? Your body has a perfect 50-50 weight distribution when you're barefoot. You change that even in the slightest, and you throw the alignment completely out. I don't know anyone that would put new tires on their car and not get an alignment. Yet when we put shoes on our feet, we're throwing our body out of alignment every single time, regardless of what they are. Any change, change like a slightest heel changes to a 6-4 your weight distribution. And for ladies that have 2 and 3 inch heels, it goes up to like 90-10, with 90% of their weight pushing down from their small bones and everything in front of the foot. So do that with anything else in our life. Yet we do it without even thinking every day. Our call-in number again, I'd love to hear from you out there. 347-324-3704. Experiences only go so far. And again, we're working on getting a co-host. That'll definitely help improve the show. Mine becomes redundant because a lot of my experiences are going to tend to be very similar week to week. So definitely want to get an infusion of new blood. And if you'd like to be that person, please don't hesitate to dial in. We are working on that as well. Another app is the Barefoot is Legal site, as I mentioned earlier, the Facebook page. So whether you go through there or call in here, and if you're not interested in being a host, just call in with your thoughts. Call in with your comments and thoughts. People will be glad to hear from you. Or I wear barefoot sandals. They call them flip top. They look like flip flops. They just cover the top of your feet. And again, I've been going out. I do go out in public with those on and never have a problem. Literally never. I'm amazed, actually. There's a restaurant I've been going to recently. We've kind of frequented. And to me, they've must have noticed by now. I mean, I've probably been in there without exaggeration 30 times this year, maybe more. And not a mention is made. And they're quite a busy place. Lots of hostesses. It's a sit-down restaurant. It's not one where you go up to a counter or something. So and that's definitely helped me. And then I bring that up again, not to try to sell you my product, but there's plenty of options out there. But just to mention it as an option, something that does seem to help, at least it has for me, completely transformed my ability to go barefoot in public. And to the point of being accepted, doesn't seem like people have an issue at all with it. And I'm more than glad to do that if that's all I need to do. To me, it's like a bridge just meeting halfway. And more than glad to do that as long as the half is on top. So, again, I encourage you to try. But again, this restaurant, I know they have to do this, but not a word. I haven't even seen stray glances. And we're in there quite a bit. I've seen some of the same waitresses, same people, new people, different people, and not a mention or thought, never. And that's been the case for the last close to 3 years now, 2.5, almost 3 years I've been using these, and haven't once been confronted. And yet I'm still essentially barefoot, with only covering the top of my foot. And that's something. Again, it's definitely changed my ability, my comfort level. We all want to fit into society to a certain extent. Let's face it, we're social beings. And I've noticed a considerable difference. The reality being what it is, I've noticed a considerable difference. I'm just completely accepted this way. And even when people do realize, it's more of a curiosity question at that point. They just want to see what's on the bottom of the foot. And I show them there's nothing, and they're just more surprised than anything, but never been told, you can't come in here that way. And it's happened a few times, too, quite a few times over the years now. But rarely does somebody notice, but if they do notice, it definitely changes their thoughts on it. The only time for social that gets a little challenging is with the holidays coming up. If you're going to parties, people's houses, Most people know me and don't have any issue with it, but occasionally if it's someone new or something, it's a little bit of a challenge there, different, a little bit of a concern. But typically it works out fine. That can make the holidays always seem to have some stresses, and that just is one extra one that can throw it in there. But it's also an opportunity. So I definitely accept the challenge. I'm going to probably cut the show short. As you can see, I don't have a lot this week. Put on the commercial breaks after this and probably cut it a little short this week, and we'll try to work on getting a co-host for next week. I want to make sure that we're providing relevant information and that we have an engaged audience. And without hearing from you, I can't know that. So, again, feel free to call in at 347-324-3704. But I just we're here to help support the cause, the myths that are out there, to show the benefits, to share the stories. But we really can't do that without you. We need your support as well. We need your input, what you experience in your world. So whether you're somebody that's currently going barefoot or thought about it, or interested in the health benefits, whatever it may be, feel free to call in. Again, I'm just going to cut it short for this week. Next week we'll try to have a better show for you, more information. Again, we're at the potential co-host. I'm excited for that. I'll leave you with a couple of commercials and talk to you next week. Have a great week.
There are a lot of problems with Common Core. I don't even have time to go into most of them, but a step in the right direction would be to give local communities, teachers, parents control over their schools so they can design curriculums and standards to best meet the needs of their students and get the federal government out of education.
Play on, play it. Play on, play it. Yo, Drake drops the verse.
I like the way you grow with no pesticides. I got to box it up.
Box it up, yeah.
I like the way you grow with so locally. I got to box it up. I like the way you grow with no GMOs. I like the way you twerk it.
No diggity.
No doubt.
We've got squash and peas, pollinator bags for all your bees. Melons you'll want to squeeze. Yes, please. Yes, please.
Hey, now that plant looks good.
I want to grow it. I want to taste it.
Plant Fair 2014.
Search YouTube for Freaks of the Garden. PeacefulBelly.com. Support your local organic farmer.